Hump Radio Show is hosted by Kamau Medical Center Outreach Program. JUMP stands for Join Us Motivating People. Our goal is to empower people by providing evidence-based health and well-being information. The mission statement of our program is to have healthy, informed, happy people of the Hoopa Valley. So we'll start off with a prayer by Billy.
Shen and Son, I dare no Christie stay. At the dear, they are a day's gone. He would have one hour who the next day. The wrong was silent there. I did what they knocked in some song when I had been young. And he would have your dues right there. The wrong was silent there. I did miss out there. I anointed it. Thank you.
Meet the staff. Community Health Representative Darla Marshall was unable to make it today, but meet Community Health Representative Heather Mace and myself, Public Health Nurse Claudia Stickman. The topic today is emergency preparedness. Hoopa had its first storm for 2017 last week. What a way to bring in the new year. All kidding aside, it was very serious. Many people were without power for 4 to 7 days. Some people were without food, water, and heat. Unfortunately, mankind cannot control the weather or forest fires. All we can do is be prepared. First, make a kit of emergency supplies. Be prepared to improvise and use what you have on hand to make it on your own and to last for 3 days, maybe longer. In Hoopa, I would suggest making it last for 6 days. While there are many things that might make you more comfortable, think first about fresh water, food, and clean air. Consider two kits. In one, put everything you need to stay where you are at and make it on your own. The other should be a lightweight, smaller version you can take with you if you have to get away. You need a gallon of water per person per day for drinking and sanitation. Include the kit a 3-day supply of non-perishable foods such as canned foods, protein bars, and dried fruit. If you live in a cold weather climate, include warm clothing and a sleeping bag for each member of the family. Please note, Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, suggests plastic sheeting and duct tape on windows and vents to hold in the heat or prevent small debris from fires from entering your home. This should only be used if you are not using kerosene, propane, a gas generator, or a wood-burning stove in your home. Otherwise, you could poison your family with carbon monoxide. So definitely use common sense.
Hi, this is Heather from Kamau Medical Center, CHR, Community Health Representative. Their suggestion items recommended for a basic kit included have a gallon of water per person per day for drinking and sanitation, food at least a 3-day supply of non-perishable foods, battery-powered radio and extra batteries, flashlight and extra batteries, first aid kit, whistle to signal for help, filter masks or a cotton t-shirt to help filter the air, moist
towelette for sanitation,
wrench or pliers to turn off utilities, manual can opener for foods if kit contains canned foods, plastic sheetings and duct tape to shelter in place, garbage bags and plastic ties for personal sanitation, Family needs such as daily prescription medications, infant formula or diapers, and important family documents. Radio to listen for emergency instructions and weather forecast, first aid kit, money cash, full tank of gas in your car and trucks, pet food.
Plan in advance what you will need to do in an emergency. Be prepared to assess the situation. Use common sense and whatever you have on hand to take care of yourself and your loved ones. Develop a family communications plan. Your family may not be together when disaster strikes, so plan how you will contact one another and review what you will do in different situations. Consider a plan where each family member calls or emails the same relative or friend in the event of an emergency. It may be easier to make long-distance phone calls than to call across town. We noticed that happened in Hoopa when our Verizon tower went down. We could receive calls long distance, but we could not call locally. Be sure each person knows the phone number and has coins or a prepaid phone card to call the emergency contact in case cellular service is not working. You may have trouble getting through, or the phone system may be down altogether, but be patient. Depending on the circumstance and the nature of the disaster, the first important decision is whether you stay put or get away. You should understand and plan for both possibilities. Use common sense and the information you are learning here to determine if there is immediate danger. Watch television if you can and listen to the radio for official instructions as they become available from the Office of Emergency Services, OES. Normally, the emergency shelter for the people who are escaping the floodplains in Hoopa will be the Neighborhood Facility, NF.
You may have to leave your home in case of flood warnings. If you have a car, keep at least a half tank of gas in at all times. Become familiar with alternate routines as well as other means of transportation out of your area. If you do not have a car, plan how you will leave if you have to. Take your emergency supplies kit unless you have reason to believe it is contaminated and lock the door behind you. Take pets with you if you are told to evacuate. However, if you are going to a public shelter, keep in mind they may not be allowed inside. Listen to the radio for instructions. Know emergency plans at school and work. Think about the places where your family spends time, school, work, and other places your family frequents. Talk to your children's school and your employer about emergency plans. Find out how they will communicate with families during an emergency. If you are an employer, be sure to have an emergency preparedness plan. Review and practice it with your employees. A community works together during an emergency also makes sense. Talk to your neighbors about how you can work together.
Be informed about what might happen. Some of the things you can do to prepare for the unexpected, such as assembling a supply kit and developing a family communications plan, are the same for both a natural or a man-made emergency.
Get involved in preparing your community. After preparing yourself and your family for possible emergencies, take the next step and get involved in preparing. Sign up to volunteer for fire department, search and rescue, or cook at the neighborhood facilities during bad weather situations. Check on your elderly and the handicapped friends and relatives. Make sure they have warm clothes, firewood, emergency supplies, food, and water.
We would like to thank KIDE radio station for letting Outreach broadcast this show. Billy Carpenter for providing a traditional prayer, and our listeners. To all of the people in Hoopa Valley, may you be healthy, happy, and informed. Happy New Year. Jump Radio Show is hosted by Kamau Medical Center Outreach Program. JUMP stands for Join Us Motivating People. Our goal is to empower people by providing evidence-based health and well-being information. The mission statement of our program is to have healthy, informed, happy people of the Hoopa Valley.
You have been listening to the JUMP Radio Show, a production of the Kamau Medical Center's Outreach Program. Produced in Studio 91, KIDE, Hoopa Tribal Radio, Hoopa, California. The producer and host is Claudia Stickman, the studio engineer, Joseph Orozco. Thank you for listening.